This week on One Crazy Story, my friend Lorenzo joins us to talk about how one of his friends went missing in Cleveland.
We went to the casino. We're only there for like maybe 15 minutes, and Stan strolls in.
What?
Like, and he doesn't, he's not just drunk, he's drunk, he's bloody, his head, his face,
Jesus Christ.
His shirt, pants, all over. Every year for like 3 years, my friends and I have been going to Cleveland for like a man weekend.
Uh-huh.
And this year, you know, we go to the bars, you know, and go to Indians game. And this year I knew it was going to be good because it was Dollar Dog Night.
Nice.
At the Indians game. So
can't go wrong.
Oh, no, it was so good. And, you know, and they put a limit on us that you can only have 6 hot dogs at a time. So I'd buy 6 every time, and if no one wanted them, I ended up eating like 9 hot dogs. So I knew it was going to be a good night.
Crazy weekend.
Yeah. So before the game, we chugged a bunch of beers, you know, because $9 beers or whatever. Mm-hmm. So then after the game, we went back to the hotel, had some more beers before we went out to the bar. And usually we bar hop, you know, mm-hmm. we don't end up at one. So we walked out to the bars, and there's construction everywhere. Like, not just, like, streets, but sidewalks, too. Like, just barely a path to get through where we're going. So I should have saw some foreshadowing, mm-hmm. but we were pretty drunk. So.
Yeah, you guys are just hammered at this point.
Oh, yeah. So we go to a bar, get a couple beers, and we're like, okay, we have a couple beers, go to the next bar. It was a hookah bar, I guess, kind of. I don't know. There was like a hookah there, mm-hmm. and they said how much. My friend inquired about the hookah and said, how much is it? Well, it's $20, and you get 5 beers, and you can have that VIP section over there.
What a weird place, but okay.
Yeah, it was awkward. We've been there before, and we've never noticed it. So I don't know if it was like something new or what.
Yeah, just right place at the right time.
Yes. So we go in there, and we get this little VIP area. So we sit down, and I'm thinking we're going to drink these beers, take off. One of my other friends buys bottle service, which is
bottle
ridiculous.
Service. It's
$200 for a bottle of liquor.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
So,
that's so unnecessary.
Yes,
but
yes.
So fuck it. When in Cleveland,
yeah.
I mean, what else are you gonna do in Cleveland? You might as well get some bottle service.
Oh, it was. I didn't realize he did it until it was there. I'm like, well, whatever, you know. So one of my buddies takes off. I think he's going to the bathroom or something. And he comes back, and we're like, Stan, where'd you go, man? He goes, hey, I brought girls. And he just had 2 girls in his, like, around his, he had his arms around him, like, all right, whatever. I mean,
where did he get those?
I don't know. He was the worst, you know, he was most hammered of all of us. So he just comes up, eyes barely.
How does that guy get the 2 girls?
I don't know.
Cleveland?
And we asked him,
it's
like,
a bottle service.
Yeah, that's
what's up, lady?
I think he told us, hey, we got like a place over there.
Yeah, and we have our own bottle service.
Yes, and they just like, whatever. So they came, and after he dropped these girls off, he vanished, took off.
Uh-oh.
I don't know where Stan went, you know.
So you have no clue where he's at?
No. He
just disappeared on you guys?
Yeah. I look up, and I'm like, where'd he go? And then 10 seconds later, I'm like, well, we're all grown adults. We'll find him at some point. We'll find him.
Yeah, he'll turn up. He's an adult. Because how long ago was this?
This was probably 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you're definitely full-blown adults at this point.
Yes. Yeah. So we end up closing the bar down. We don't leave there. You know, we go. And after we take off, we say, oh, we'll go to the casino. So it's like 3 in the morning.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're living it up, you know. Some of us are married, some have, you know.
Right, you don't get to do this too often.
No,
it just ends up, just we'll go to Cleveland and see what happens.
Yes, it was, and it happened. So we went to the casino, and we're only there for like maybe 15 minutes, and Stan strolls in.
What?
Like, and he's not just drunk, he's drunk, he's bloody. His head, his face,
Jesus Christ.
His shirt, pants, all over. We're like, Stan, dude, what?
Yeah,
what happened?
You just get scared. You're just like, what the
nothing
fuck is going on?
Sobers you
here?
Up faster than when you see your friend
buzzkill.
Completely. Yes.
Like, how long had he been missing? A few hours at least, right?
Yeah. Oh,
a few hours. You have no clue where he's at, and he somehow ends up at the same casino as you guys, just covered in blood.
It's a miracle. First of all, I don't know how he got let in.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was the person at the door, I would turn away bloody people.
Yeah.
You know,
what a greedy casino. Like, he's gonna spend money. Let him in.
I want his bloody quarters.
And how did he end up there? Jesus.
I don't know. But he walks in and we see him. And like I said, I sober up immediately. I'm trying to talk to him like, dude, Stan, what happened? What happened? He's like, I don't know. Did you fall? I don't know. Well, did someone hit you? I don't know, man. I'm like, whatever.
Something horrible happened to Stan.
So we take off. We're going back to the hotel. And we're trying to piece this together as best we can. So the only way we got as much as we got is the next day he recalled stuff.
Okay, yeah. So he sobered up, a little hungover maybe, a little bit.
So I guess what happened was as soon as he left the bar, he fell in the construction.
Immediately.
So
that blood was from like 10 minutes after he left you guys.
Yes. And he tried to get back in. And the casino let him in, but the bar would not let him in.
No, they saw him leave. They're like, just stay out there, man.
They didn't have anything to do with Stan anymore. So he fell immediately. Then he took off. And we were trying to call him, you know, but his phone, it went right to voicemail. So he says his phone died, so he threw it away. He threw his smartphone away because why do you need a phone when it's dead, you know?
Yeah, there's no point. There's no point in needing a phone when you just leave the bar. Hammered, covered in blood.
So he, you know, chuck that. So he starts walking wherever. I don't know. He says he ends up in a parking garage, and a couple finds him and says, hey, man, what happened? Are you okay? Do you want me to call an ambulance for you? And they keep asking him questions. He's just saying, no. They end up calling 911. Ambulance comes, checks him out. He doesn't want to go, so they can't make him go. Whatever.
Yeah.
So from that point, he somehow finds his way to the casino to get us, okay?
How did he know you guys were at the casino?
He didn't. Yeah. There's no way he could have known.
Yeah, he just happened to end up there.
It's divine intervention
Jesus
that he ended
Christ.
Up
like,
at
what are the
casino.
Odds?
Yes, I have no, I don't know.
What are the odds?
Good one.
Yeah. I'm stupid.
So like I said, he miraculously shows up. So as we're going back to the hotel, we're almost there, and an ambulance drives by, and a paramedic yells, yo, Stan!
What?
And we're like, what happened tonight? Like, we were all just going crazy.
That's hilarious.
Like, and that was, you know, before we knew anything. So apparently, the only thing we knew at that time was that an ambulance showed up. And it was the best thing. Just to see an ambulance come by and a paramedic.
They recognized him.
And they were probably like, oh, thank God someone found him. And they were just like, yeah, Stan, good job, buddy.
Good job, man. You found him.
Yes. And it was unbelievable that happened. And, you know, we finally got him into bed. And, you know, he hurled a little bit, took care of him, and passed out. And it was... something I'll never forget. Even to this day, I talk to him about it, and I'm like, dude, remember when a paramedic just yelled your name?
That's hilarious.
Remember when the paramedics
in Cleveland recognized you from your bloody mess of an evening?
As they were driving down the street, they knew it was you.
Stan, what's up, bud? Glad you found your friends.
Oh, it was the best. It was so much fun.
That's all for this week. If you enjoyed the show, please go to onecrazystory.podbean.com. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. And for more about the show, please go to facebook.com/onecrazystory or twitter.com/onecrazystory. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.